Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Beyond Headlines with Akhilesh Bhargav and me, Sujit Nair. Acha, now, there is this guy who commits a fraud. I'm just telling a story. There's this guy who commits a fraud.
Why do you only say fraud stories?
I don't know.
We give better stories.
I guess there are so many fraud stories that, you know, So, there's this guy who commits a fraud. He commits a fraud in India and he's caught. But when it comes to investigation, he says, no. India will not investigate. Let foreigners investigate me.
Oh, we have such an option.
He thought we have such an option. Okay. And the story I'm talking about is of this man called Hari Shankaran. Hari Shankaran is the vice chairman and managing director of ILNFS. He's a fraud. This company ILNFS is fraud. They've committed fraud in this country. They've opened shell companies. They've taken money. The money they never intended to pay back. Even now, when this fellow and his boss name is Ravi Parthasarathy. When this fellow and his boss were caught, he says, okay. You know what? I'm a very foreign man. You know, I'm like one of those, you know.
Ground babus.
I'm one of those brown saps. India mein nahi karne ka investigation. Bahar se lekarne ka investigators ko. Has the guy lost it? I mean, what the hell is he talking about?
You know, Sujit, his boss, Ravi Parthasarathy, is in London.
He's also in London. Actually, these guys must be partying, isn't it?
You know,
all these Lalit Modis and Vijay Mallyas and Parthasarathy is all sitting in London and saying, yeah, here they go.
Hari Shankar is left here to hold the baby and give all the answers.
Correct.
So he's answering all the agencies which are investigating, which include SFIO. He, in his petition to the court, in response to all the charges against him, he has the audacity to say that, all the big names in this country, in terms of consultants, were involved in ILFS, a candid admission.
Aja.
Okay, so don't ask them to investigate. You get investigators from, he says, UK, Israel, Singapore. These are the three countries he mentions for reasons best known to him. So get foreigners to investigate this, because all these people are interested parties. I like the first part of what he confesses, that all the big ones have got involved in it. So there is no, and by his reckoning, only the big ones are competent to investigate something like this. All our homegrown Indian talent is probably kachra.
Correct.
You know, it's not fit to investigate. So don't use the homegrown Indian talent. They are desi characters. They are not the brown sahibs. But use the Gora Sahibs. So call them to investigate. My whole question is, first of all, is there an option? I mean, if you do a crime in India, do you end up saying call the British police to investigate because I don't trust the Maharashtra
police? People like Hari Shankaran, who I think, you know, possibly, you know, as...
He was also London educated.
I'm sure. So he's Sir Hari Shankaran, I guess. So this fellow must have thought that, you know, he still has the colonial baggage.
He has the gall to say, call a foreign investigator to investigate. My repartee to him would be, first of all, there is no such option. So, and interestingly, he pitches that in a court of law. Under law, there is no such option. But even if it was to be there, good. Call a person from the UK. You have done a crime as per the... Now, let him do investigation as per the UK law perspective. Please go to jail. In India, it might be for 7 years or 15 years. It might be for 150 years.
No, but Akhilesh, you know what? If they... Maybe, you know, like the UK... Now, UK would want to come and inspect our jails, like in Vijay Mallya's case, to figure out, you know, what kind of... No, the thing is, Akhilesh, what actually boils our blood is, I think we take our laws, especially our corporate laws, very lightly. People get away. Lalit Modi got away. Vijay Mallya got away.
Nirav Modi got away.
People are getting away every second day.
Ravi
Parthasarathy got away. I presume he has. Okay. People are taking our corporate laws like a joke. It's become a joke. I mean, how dare a fraud company with a fraud chairman, with a fraud vice chairman, okay, coming and asking the judge to go and get investigation from... I mean, look at this gall. Which is what is, you know?
Not only audacious, but at least honest to the extent that sab log isme the, all the big ones have had a good time, so they are not competent. There's conflict of interest. He says there's conflict of interest. So you please get the investigation done by a foreign agency. he wants that option to be exercised.
I hope the court has not granted him that option.
There is no provision under the Indian constitution. Oh, something like this would undermine India. It's like then saying, get some other army to protect India, get some other police to investigate, get a judge to give an order, get a university to give a degree, all from abroad. It's actually amounts to saying that. So there is no such option whatsoever. And by him saying this, he's only admitting that everybody is involved in it. I'm not the only guy.
Absolutely. That's one. And secondly, also, it directly shows his patriotism. I'm not getting into one of those, those typical nationalist talk and all that. But, Akhilesh, when people like him commit frauds, it's a middle class Indian who suffers. It's a lower middle class and middle class Indian who suffers. It is there to too many that gets taken away.
These are the people who, when they were, on their seat and having a great time in all the big podiums that they addressed, at that time, the Indian law governed them. At that time, they had all the fun under the Indian system.
With Indian taxpayers' money.
And we were forced to also look at them at that point of time. And now when it is not suiting them, because they are the brown sahibs, they have the cheek to say, I want to exercise an option. I mean, it is like making fun of India.
Correct. We'll make fun of him. We'll call him Sahib Hari Shankaran. I mean, that's not a bad one. Yeah, I mean, we'll call him Sahib Hari Shankaran from now on.
You know, there is a larger serious issue here to me. In India, like is happening in any domain, forensic audits, etc., is, under the monopoly of the big firms. We call them the big four. All of them have got a tainted past abroad. All of them. They all have cases. They all have had histories which are pretty shameful. And Enron did not happen in India. A Satyam happened, but the auditor was Pricewaterhouse. And Arthur Anderson collapsed abroad. It did not collapse here. So the litany of frauds there, the litany of instances of, misconduct by all these firms that he's trying to refer to, which are all based abroad, they are no models. By doing this, to me, he's undermining the competence, talent and integrity of our homegrown consultants. They are the guys who should be the most upset about it.
And I am sure, but by doing this, he's also trying to internationalize his fraud. Kind of get some kind of a leeway with countries like London, who are with open arms for all Indian economic frauds with a lot of money. This is how he's trying to drag those guys in?
It's quite possible, because when Mr. Vijay Mallya took up the stand that, Indian jails are not suited for him, he might also take up this ground that Indian consultants are not suited for him. It might just be in that direction.
And it is so unfortunate, Akhilesh, that somewhere down the line, I think we as Indians, we do not take enough steps to ensure that, these people are taught their lesson. I think except for Raju of Satyam, who else?
He confessed on his own.
Correct. He confessed on his own. I guess, the man went behind bars.
Yes.
But the point is, look at people like him. Look at so many people, they get away. And that's precisely why that such incident keeps on happening in our country. And somewhere down the line, another thing that you've been pointing out is the involvement of these big fives and, these big consultants. Okay. NDTV, there was an involvement of a big consultant. Everywhere there is an involvement of a big consultant. These are foreign companies. These are not our Indian homegrown companies. They are foreign entities who works in India. And the fact remains that they have absolutely no reverence of Indian laws. Absolutely no reverence of Indian laws. In fact, they take pride possibly. They take pride in saying that they can manipulate the Indian law, and possibly they end up doing it too. And there's nothing done. Nothing done on them. It had to be thanks to United States of America that people like Arthur Anderson and others were laymen and all were caught and they collapsed.
Yes.
In fact, if it wasn't for them, they would have continued.
Yes.
The point is, somewhere down the line, we have a field day with these. These guys have a field day in our country.
Well, it's a colonial hangover going on, that a firm that comes from abroad, or even a Hari Shankaran came from abroad. He is a London School of Economics graduate.
Correct.
So we have this colonial thing going on. But the fact remains is, even ILFS, the auditor was one of these big four. And the combined audit fees that they paid last year was 15.9 crores. That was the audit fees given. And now, after having...
Now, audit fees was given to cover up? Or audit fees was given to...
It was given for a cover up. Of course. I mean, They while they may admit or not admit, the events that are unraveling, wherein we don't even know what is the exact number of subsidiaries they've had. We don't even know the amount of loans that they have had. Initially, they said it is 91,000 crores. Now it turns out to have crossed the 1,10,000 crores. Now the revenue that they had generated also is a question mark. There are question marks across the board as far as the balance sheet is concerned, which was signed by these auditors. So it was meant to be given to be a cover-up. It was not meant to be a signing fees. So now he has a problem with those also. So he wants a new set of consultants. They must come from abroad.
You know, last question before we wind this up. Akhilesh, aren't auditors equally responsible? Isn't the job for the auditors to raise red flags when they see things like this? I mean, this is ridiculous. ILNFS, July, they were given AAA ratings.
And in a matter of a couple of weeks, they were junk.
Which means the AAA rating has absolutely no sanctity.
You know, to respond to what you're saying, Sujit, the Central Vigilance Commission has come out with a report on the top 100 bank frauds that took place in India. And they did a sector-wise analysis. And in every sector, one of the suggestions that they have given is, I mean, they have given scathing remarks against the statutory auditors, the chartered accountants, the internal auditors, and the rating agencies. And they said that it is these people who colluded, abetted, they were willing accomplices in the complete crime that took place. So here is another instance.
And we do nothing with it. No, but I'm saying CRISIL should have been
booked. They all need to be pulled up. They need to be banished.
But if
an Arthur Anderson collapsed because of the Enron crime, then why can't the auditors of an ILFS now be made to collapse? Because this is a giant crime. Why should they not be?
Because we put monies on these companies. A common man, a middle class Indian, puts money on these companies, on mutual funds that they come up with, their equity, their scripts. We put money on it purely based on these AAA ratings and so on and so forth.
Purely based on the financial statements attested by these auditors and the rating agencies giving these kind of ratings.
So the first thing that our country should understand, these rating agencies are people who can be bought over. These rating agencies have no credibility. One has to have a rating agency to rate rating agencies. You know, I mean, come to...
So that is what he's saying. That get foreigners to rate the Indians.
Indian rating
agencies. He's right. You're supporting what he's saying.
Oh, yeah, I guess. See, the point to take this conversation to a serious closing, the point is, There is a Lalit Modi who left India, showed India the finger, left India, and he is not coming back. There is a Vijay Mallya who showed India the finger, left India. I don't know whether he's coming back. There is a Nirav Modi who showed India the finger, left India. God knows whether he's coming back. And now you have the Ravi Parthasarathy and the Hari Shankaran, all of these people who just make a mockery of our justice system, especially our corporate justice system. I don't know if criminal justice system is any better, but all the same, since we are on the topic of corporate justice system. Every fraud of India has been making a mockery out of our justice system. I sincerely hope and pray, Akhilesh, it stops. If it doesn't, every day, one of Hari Shankaran leaves in India, or people like Ravi Parthasarathy, or people like Nirav Modi leaves India, they take crores of rupees from a common Indian and runs away. And that's what's saddening. Till we meet you next time with another topic, another day. Namaskar. For more such episodes, please subscribe to HW News and press the bell icon for instant notification. Also, do give this video a like and share the video to spread the word around.